Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Previously on The Bert Show.
I'm kind of seeing my ex-boyfriend. We're kind of on in a limbo area right now. Mm-hmm. So I think that alone is making me a little on edge. Why don't I go and buy the same exact laptop that my boyfriend or whatever ex-boyfriend got? Because my brother has the idea that he can install some kind of spy software. Mm-hmm. I can see exactly what my boyfriend is doing, like on email and Facebook and any IM that he gets.
It seems like a flawed plan to me, though. Like, to buy an exact computer that he has, he's going to have documents on the original computer.
Brand new.
Yeah. Oh, it was a brand new computer.
It was brand new.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they broke up, and I guess now they're dabbling in this whole limbo stage where, are we broken up? Maybe we still want to go out with each other. Did we ever find out the reason why they broke up in the first place?
No, I don't think we did.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Hi.
You're back on The Voice Disguiser. Why did you guys break up in the first place?
Well, because I wanted to move in together, and he wasn't ready. And so we took a time out.
So you're like, if the relationship's not moving forward, then I want out.
After 2 years, I think it's time to, like, do something. So we talked about it, and now we're back to kind of seeing how we feel. So it's good. It's not where I want it to be, which is probably why I'm going a little crazy with all this.
Because if infidelity was not an issue, I am fascinated that you have trust issues with him, you know?
Do you think he's also dating other women?
If he's not ready to move in with me, what's the issue? You know, like, he's got a good job. I've got a good job. We love each other. We're both, you know, we're not children anymore. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand.
Maybe he's just not that into you.
He's just not that into me? Well, I'm trying to find that out.
Have you ever straight up asked him?
I've kind of hinted at it. I just can't bring myself to be that person that's like, what's wrong?
Okay, so you'd rather
be
the
one. We've talked it to death in so many other ways that so I don't want to.
You guys,
hold on a sec. So you would rather be the person that buys an identical computer and adds spyware to it rather than that kind of person that asks for direct honesty. Is that what you're saying?
I know.
Okay,
I
just trying to process it a little bit.
Yeah, because she's going to find. I mean, we're asking these questions. She's going to know the answers this week.
Yeah, that's
true. As soon as she starts getting those updates from the computer.
Well, it would have saved her a grand if she just would have asked him.
Right. She needed a laptop anyway, right?
Absolutely.
She's being efficient. Efficiency.
My bad.
So did you end up getting the new computer?
I got the new computer. Mm-hmm. And I got my laptop. We switched it out. My brother put the spyware on it. Nothing's happened. I haven't seen anything because he hasn't set it up. And then after last weekend, I was kind of hinting at him. I was like, so what's going on with your new laptop? Because, you know, I thought you really wanted it. And he's like, you know, I'm really having issues with some of the programs. I don't know if they were installed correctly, and so I need to take it back to Best Buy.
Oh, no.
I freaked out, and I, talked to my brother. I'm like, what the hell did you do? And I can't believe this is happening. And I talked to another friend who's a total computer geek, and she was like, yeah, there's a possibility that whatever your brother did, it could have messed up other programs. And, whatever he did, that's probably what the issue is. So I'm, I'm so mad at myself. And so the other night, I was like, okay, I'm going to switch out the computer again. Okay. I'm just going to call it quits.
So you're going to double switch back?
Yeah, I'm going to go with plan Z and switch back. And, so I was all ready to switch it out. I went over to his apartment, and I still have all the paperwork. At my laptop, I haven't done a thing to it because I want that pure and ready to, be available.
Okay.
Switch it out.
Right.
So I go over there the other night, and I saw the box, the laptop box. I'm like, hey, honey, what's going on? And he goes, oh, I took the laptop into work. One of the IT guys is nice enough to look at it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's nice.
Oh,
no. That's
nice. So it's at work, and some nerd at work is looking at his laptop.
Oh,
and
wow.
So he hasn't come back to you yet and said, this is what the IT guy thinks the problem is. The IT guy has it right now?
Yeah, it's at work. The IT guy has it, and they're taking it apart or looking at, I don't know what they're doing to it. So before I left his apartment, we were hanging out, and he was tired, so he goes to bed, and I just hang out with him for a little while. And as I'm walking out the door, he's still in his bedroom. He had the box to the laptop by the door so that he could remember to take it into work with him. So I just took the box.
Now, wait a second.
What?
Now, the computer is in the box and not his.
No, the computer's
not
at work.
Then why'd you take the box?
The computer's at work.
Right.
And so I just took the box with all the paperwork in it and all the wrapping and all that, and I just ran to my car.
Why'd you take the box?
For what reason? Yeah, if the computer was already with the IT guy, why take the box?
I mean, he's going to.
I don't know. I panicked.
He's going to remember when the IT guy comes to him and says, hey, dude, there's some spyware on your
computer. He's going to remember when he looks for the box to his laptop.
Yeah.
I know. I'm glad it's all,
honestly.
I don't know.
You're a crappy spy.
No kidding.
Yeah, you're not cut out for this.
This was never my idea. My brother is an idiot.
Look, you shouldn't even be in a relationship. You know, like if you're, I wish I could warn the potential boyfriend and say, your future girlfriend here is a total sketch. I'm glad it's totally blown up in your face. You're not ready for this.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
Well, you need to put the box that has his laptop back.
Did you literally run to your car with the box? Because I
walked fast.
Well, I mean, I could see her taking the box.
I don't understand the point.
Well, I could see her taking the box because technically she has that laptop from that box, and they had the same serial numbers. You need to put the box that you now
right,
have.
Right, too much
back
work.
Yeah, but now that she has the box.
Because he can't return it.
Right, but he's going to wake up this morning and wonder where the box to the laptop is, and there's only one option. She took it.
If you really love him, you'll break up with him today. You will. If you really love him, you will let him go because he's too good for you right now. You're not ready for this.
Oh,
he is. You're not ready for this.
That's not nice to me.
Well, I mean, I think that you just need to get that laptop back first. Don't let him. I mean, if you're going to.
It's with the IT guy.
It's over.
She
took the box out of his house.
I know, but what I'm saying is.
Okay, Jen, here, say this. I'm the boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
You're the girlfriend.
Right.
I call you and go. You have any idea where the box to my laptop was? It was sitting right next to the door last night.
And I would have said,
I took it because I screwed up a whole big plan to spy on you. Now it's not going to work.
Yes. I'm never talking to you again.
No,
you're crazy.
I would have said, you know what? I totally forgot you needed that. I thought it was trash.
Save yourself the embarrassment.
Oh, that's
dude, that's good.
Break up with him. Amber, good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, my God. It's a good thing FCC has rules because I would cuss her like a dog. I swear to God. And she is the reason that we cannot get married because of psycho idiots like her.
Oh, now that's horrible.
I hope she spends every penny that she's got. I hope she ends up by herself. And I hope she's sitting on Christmas Day going, oh, my God.
Amber, why are you so angry?
I'm just mad because women like that just infuriate me. I'm just like, what in the crap is she doing?
It is a little maddening.
If she's not into you, go on about your way and find somebody that is.
Agreed.
What is the big deal?
It is a little maddening, man. I mean, you're not ready for a relationship if you're swapping out laptops and
well, she was trying to be sneaky and spy on him, and in theory, it always sounds good. So I understand why you were intrigued by the theory, because it was like, oh, yeah. I'll just switch out the laptop.
Yeah,
then I can watch everything he does.
Like, it was a funny idea, but now that I'm doing it, it feels really gross.
Because she was just trying to figure out why he wouldn't commit.
I don't like who I'm acting like. This is not normally me.
But that's to every woman listening. If you're trying to figure out why he won't commit, it's because he's not that into you. So let it go and find somebody who is. If that's what you want, right?
Felicia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Why am I screaming at people?
I don't know, but I'm upset too.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, to me, this whole plan, this is a person coming from IT, the whole plan is kind of flawed because as soon as he powers it on, everybody knows you have to go through the clock setting, things like that. You name your computer, whether mm-hmm. it be Bert's computer, home, things like that. Mm-hmm. So the minute he turns that on, or his IT person looks at it, they're going to see that it's not even the same computer name. I don't understand why she didn't. First of all, she's crazy if she's going to go this extreme anyway.
Right.
I don't understand why she wouldn't have just said, hey, can I borrow your computer, and then put the software on his computer to begin with.
We're focusing, like you said, on the wrong thing.
Yes.
What Jen said is he's just not that into you. There's a reason why he doesn't want to commit. So you doing all this craziness, adding spyware and swapping out laptops, it's just not time for y'all. You're not ready for this.
The thing is, I think that women, when you have these conversations over a glass of wine on how to do this, never execute it. I mean, just
it sounds like a great idea.
It's a
at the
funny
time.
Story yeah, that y'all can laugh about, right. But never actually try to do it, because trained professionals are the only ones that really are qualified to do that.
you need to call him today and tell him how nuts you are, and he's going to break up with you, and that's the end of the
relationship. Hold on, wait.
The thing was nuts. I'm not nuts.
Hold on a minute. Here's the deal, though. This mm-hmm. is what you have to keep in mind. And I don't... Okay, because here's the thing. Melissa had a good point. Like, what if you were being nice and you picked up that box and mm-hmm. you threw it out thinking it was nice, and then you know what you do? Go over there right now. Has he already left for work? Because yeah. I'm almost thinking you go over there right now, or you call him and you say, I was going to take it to the dumpster. You don't throw it out for you. Then I got downstairs and realized you might need to return it, so it's in my car.
I don't think she needs to be the one. Okay, if we're gonna go along with this, I don't think she needs to be the one that's proactive. Just leave it in your car, and when he asks, you say, well,
"Oh my God, yeah,
I was just gonna throw it out, but it's still in my car. Do you need it?
Are you really helping her?
No, hold on.
You guys are really giving her.
They're coaching her.
Here's
through
the
this.
Deal. If you go, if you go back to Best Buy, or he goes back to wherever with that laptop. They're not going to know if they do find a weird spy program on there. They're not going to know who they will, because it's her email address that the stuff gets sent to.
You're breaking dude code right now anyway. You're totally breaking dude code.
I'm just coach her.
I'm not coaching. I'm just saying, in theory, there is a way out of this.
No, there's not.
Yes, there
gonna
is.
She's going to get caught. It's not. It's going to be by Best Buy or him.
Wendy, you're not caught until you're caught, and she is not caught yet.
Yet. Keyword being yet. Yet.
Right.
Break up with them.
Keep running.
I would say follow up, but it's why?
Because I want to know how he found out. I want to know what the IT guy said to him. I want to know what he said to her.
You want to hear the reaction when he finds out that there's spyware? Okay, that's good enough for me.
I do.
Mean, and regardless of how the computer situation works out, it's not like he's going to miraculously say, you know what? I think we should move in together.
You think those words have ever come out of somebody's mouth? Oh, you love me so much, you put spyware on my computer?
I love you.
Move in with me.
You are a crazy, crazy girl, but I get it.
If you're that crazy for me, then damn it, I'm that crazy for you. All right, can we talk to you in a couple of days to find out how badly this ended?
Oh, sure.
Okay. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
You're not using the secret, Bert.
I am using the secret. I want this guy. I feel like protecting him. He's getting in a relationship with this sketch. She's nutty, dude. Nutty.
I think she's in love.
Crazy in love.
This is The Bert Show.